You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys,
welcome back to the Jalty Podcast.
We are back with another episode. That was our production crew that we nearly just hired
First day on the job, to be exact.
Yes, we're just using a book for now, but welcome to today's podcast, you guys. We are currently in Stowe, Vermont, in the mountains of Vermont. Once again, if you guys saw my vlog last year, we came here, and this time we clearly brought some special guests.
Not very special, because people that are next to me were insulting my outfits since the morning, but we got a special guest on the podcast today, to say the least.
So, this is my sister, Nelly. So, say hello, woo! Nelly.
Hello. Can I defend my case? Jake was saying I was bullying him for his outfit.
Okay, go for it.
Oh,
I am so sorry. This is like a repeat. Please, no, stop.
Stop touching it. The board, Nat.
Stop it. Okay, anyway, continue. Please, no, go.
It's because Jake's wearing brown pants, but I hate brown pants. It just looks like you shit yourself.
Oh.
Bro, brown pants are in right now.
You know. It's the
in
fall.
The trash.
Oh.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough podcast.
Oh my gosh, we are finally getting Nelly back on the podcast, you guys. The last time she was on was like over a year ago. I think it's going to be like 2 years already that you were on the podcast. You are an old, old lad now.
I was brown hair and a lot last time I got here.
Yeah.
I did have lashes. Is my first time back with lashes?
Yeah, it's been a while. Things have changed a lot. And we're super excited because in today's podcast, we're going to get into all of the stuff. Okay, so this episode, we were supposed to be wearing costumes. Like we told you guys literally last episode, we're like every single podcast of October, we're going to have a costume on. And then it turns out we just don't have one this episode again. But it's because we're literally in Vermont. And when I tell you guys, it is cold. Ricky, it is so cold out here. It is. We woke up to snow on all of the cars. And it's just, we didn't prep. Which is why me and Nelly are twinning right now.
Yeah, we had to go hit up the mall. We actually went to Lululemon. And when we got there was no Lululemon.
And it's actually so much colder than I anticipated. I had to buy a North Face jacket, and I'm glad I bought it, but it was like a $400 jacket.
That's 400. How much you paid?
It was $380. But to be fair, I bought another one like last or 2 years ago, and I wore it like every single time we went to the snow, so it's worth it.
Honestly, what I was telling my mom this morning was we packed for fall, but we should have packed for winter because this is Californians and we're not used to 30 degree falls. Okay. This is very different. 30 degrees is like winter for us. So we just didn't, we packed like hoodies. Like what Jake is wearing is what all of us packed, except it's too damn cold. So we went to North Face and we got jackets. And then I saw it first and Nelly loved it. So now we are 20.
Dude,
if you're listening to the audio version,
see it first.
I did too. We're going to continue to have this argument.
When I tell you guys, they've been matching this entire trip. They literally have been matching.
Wait till you find out what she's about to put on as soon as we leave. This exact beanie.
That is actually my beanie.
Is it going to be a beanie?
Yeah, she has the exact beanie.
That's my beanie.
Stole hers, but she's gonna take mine right now. Yeah, anyway, so that's the reason why we're matching is because we found these and we're like, oh hell no, we are freezing.
Guys, I'm not good with podcasts. I've been making so many faces, but I forget some people are just listening.
Yes,
to
some people are just listening. If you're listening to this podcast on audio, make sure you go watch the video version because Nelly is just more of a, you just have to see it.
Can I gritty?
No,
the
you can't gritty. No.
The brain rot is like a visual thing in her case.
I can't speak English.
Anyway, alrighty, you want to get started on today's first episode?
Yes.
Yeah, first episode, first topic, sorry.
Okay, let's do some spooky takes. So what are your favorite things about the holidays, all right? It doesn't have to be spooky, but it could be any certain holiday. What is your favorite thing about it?
Wait, let me have a take first. Okay. I hate pumpkin spice.
Oh, damn, that's a spooky take.
That's a cancelable take.
No, that's good because I don't like pumpkins or pumpkin spice either.
Because you both are trash.
What? What do you like about pumpkin spice, bro? It tastes like shit.
Oh, that was too far. Nelly, so you're telling me that you won't eat pumpkin bread?
Okay, but that's not pumpkin spice.
What do you think you put in pumpkin bread?
Pumpkins.
And what else? Spices, right? Pumpkin spices?
No, they put cinnamon in them.
Okay, do you know what pumpkin spice is? Let me educate you real quick. It's, do you guys what know? What is
it like? Let's, pumpkin, cinnamon, and...
Let's go down to the core, okay? What is in pumpkin spice? What do you guys think is in pumpkin spice?
I think it's...
About to blow your brains.
I think it's a bunch of different things. It's
well, not, yeah, no, duh, that's pumpkin. What a spice is. But okay. What kind?
I think pumpkin spice is made out of cinnamon, pumpkin shreds, and like sugar.
In a spice, honey?
Yeah, in a spice. Okay.
I think what it's just cinnamon and lemon.
Cinnamon? Okay, so you're both wrong. It's actually a mixture of a bunch of different things.
Like what?
It's cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves. What's the third one? Cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves.
They have to have garlic in there or some shit.
Not garlic, but there's no pumpkin. There's no pumpkin. Pumpkin spice doesn't actually have any pumpkin in it. Cloves, it's like a certain kind of spice.
Oh.
So yeah, pumpkin spice actually has no pumpkin in it. It's just our correlation with pumpkin spice that links it to putting it in pumpkin drinks, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cookies, right? But it's actually just a mixture of warm spices. Which is why, you know how right now it's kind of like a really big trend to make your house smell like fall, and then they'll put like cinnamon sticks, they'll put cloves, they'll put, our production just pulled up a picture. No, stay there. It's okay. We'll look at the picture. Our production just pulled up a picture that is pumpkin spice. Those are all of the spices.
Oh, yeah. That looks like nothing compared to pumpkin.
Yeah, so
bro.
When they like make... Shit. Oh, okay. It does. First of all, let's not insult because I love pumpkin spice. Let's start there. I think it's great. So, yeah, whenever they'll make that pot that makes their house smell like it, it's just a bunch of spices. It's never actually pumpkin. You never see people put pumpkin in that.
Okay, can I do my next take?
Okay. Oh, no. Can I just talk about how...
Can I just say how you're wrong and pumpkin spice is nasty?
All right, what are the percentage of you guys liking pumpkin spice and not liking pumpkin spice? Let us know in the 50-50. Comment.
You either hate it or you love it. There's not like...
The comment section is going to be fighting right now.
Dude, the other day we went to get this coffee, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited for the bugs in my eyes. We went, but I swear that tasted like straight throw up.
You know, I will say when it comes to coffee, it's tricky. Because if you buy pretty much any of the pumpkin, if you buy a pumpkin syrup, it's already going to taste like trash. Don't do it. Don't buy it. You need to get a sauce. Now, when it comes to sauces, I would say like 90% of the pumpkin sauces on the market taste really, 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 really bad.
Okay. Yeah. Anything pumpkin tastes bad, Nat.
No,
you're the one that drinks coffee out of an actual pumpkin.
Oh my gosh. That was the best drink I've ever, 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 ever made. I got a pumpkin and I carved it out and I put my coffee inside of it. And it was the best thing ever. That's if you gross. Love pumpkin, you're going to love it. Also, another thing is, first of all, I think when it comes to coffee, you shouldn't get a pumpkin spice. I think you should get like a vanilla latte with pumpkin cold foam. That's like the perfect.
That's good.
Yeah. I think. An actual PSL is kind of like, it's just the biggest hit or miss, and it's kind of criminal sometimes. Yeah. So try to do like a pumpkin cold. I'll agree with that.
But like pumpkin itself is really good. If you cook pumpkin, like how my mom does it. Oh, it's so good.
Okay. I'll agree with that. And also like pumpkin cookies and pumpkin bread is really, really, really good.
Like I hate pumpkin bread, pumpkin anything.
Do you like my mom's pumpkin?
Nope.
Did you guys even try it?
I don't think you've ever tried
it. What does pumpkin taste like? I forgot.
It's like a yams.
And it's super sweet, right?
No. Well, no, my mom puts the sweetener on it. Pumpkin itself is like a potato.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really a fan of pumpkin growing up, though. Pumpkin pie, however, pumpkin pie, I would have like one slice every year.
Pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Oh, but you like pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but let me tell you why I like pumpkin pie. I like pumpkin pie because it reminds me of Thanksgiving, and it's like...
Which is the worst holiday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's no, my hot take.
No, my hot take is coming up right now. So,
okay. Get off, big body.
Oh, damn.
I think... Listen. I think... Christmas trees are supposed to go up December 1st, not November 1st.
Yeah, I'm on Jake's.
I'm gonna. Are you guys fucking kidding me right
dude,
now?
Dude, you're just skipping over Thanksgiving.
I'm gonna argue. Okay, I've decided that it is always going to be November 1st. And you know what? Don't start pushing it because I will put it up before Halloween. I think Christmas is the most joyful season of the year. If there is one thing that you look forward to every single day, it's Christmas, right? But it's not even, like, think about it this way. Did you guys know that Halloween is literally in less than 2 weeks? No, you didn't, right? We're done.
Spooky season. I did.
Oh. Spooky season is done, right? And it feels like we just started.
And we haven't even dressed up once.
Correct. Now, imagine, okay, so I started, I put all of my fall decor September 3rd. Now, can you imagine if I would have waited till October 1st? That would have been, I put it up like 2 weeks ago and it'd already be going down in a week. That is terrible. That sucks. And there's just not enough time. I think every season needs two months.
No.
Did I not convince you right now?
No, hello? You didn't.
If you put up your Halloween decor October 1st, that gives you 30 days of Halloween decor. Now, you go to school 5 days out of a week, okay? You only see your decor 3 days, which is the weekend. That gives you 4 weeks. That's 12 days of seeing your decor.
I don't care. I'll be over it by that month.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Because look, I think if you make the holiday more scarce and like short, it's you value it more. Like,
no,
Christmas is supposed to be the 30 days, and then that's when you celebrate. You put your tree up, you do all the decorations, and it's for 30 days, right? Maybe you could take it off a couple weeks after January.
No, that is terrible. Your Christmas tree needs to come down literally, like, in my opinion, the 26th. But if you want to run it to New Year, fine. Take it off January 1st. Don't play with it.
Why?
Because if you drag, because that's dragging in the energies from the last year. You have to start fresh. Like, you have to start off January 1st. Okay, you guys are being crazy. Am I crazy? Am I delusional? Please, somebody needs to agree with me.
Dude, no one ever takes off their Christmas tree the 26th. Who the fuck does
me.
That? Who has time?
Me,
that?
I do that. Because here's my thing. If you start off a new year and your Christmas tree is still up, it just doesn't feel like a new year. It feels like you're dragging on the energy from 2024. Now, if you start January 1st with a complete house, like a reset house, nice and clean, all decor is off, everything is minimalistic again, everything is clean. It's like...
Minimalistic?
No, I get what you're saying.
I'm going to beat your ass. Okay, do you understand?
Yeah, extending like the past year to the new year?
Yes.
Okay, I get that, but you don't need to decorate in November.
That's what I'm saying. You don't. Okay, so you don't want to put up any turkeys around the house. You don't want to put up a cornucopia, stuff like that.
No, we skip Thanksgiving in this
house.
Why?
Thanksgiving, it's because Nat doesn't even eat Thanksgiving food to begin with.
Yeah, that's the worst food, I swear. Out of every holiday, Thanksgiving food is the nastiest food. Oh, my hot take. My hot take is that Thanksgiving food is actually disgusting. And I'm talking about the traditional Thanksgiving food. I love me like the Mexican food that we never make, by the way. We always have traditional food. But I love if my family were to do like the more Mexican side of it, like if they were to make tamales and stuff, that would be fine.
That's Christmas.
See what I mean? See what I mean? So I hate the ham. I hate the turkey. I hate the stuffing. I hate the potatoes. I hate everything about
that.
I hate the corn. I hate the pumpkin pie. I hate everything.
The only thing I agree, only thing I agree with you is like the turkey, because the turkey's dry pretty much all the time. But the ham is the best part.
No.
The ham, the stuffing, and the mashed potatoes, dude, like, how do you go wrong with that?
Just thinking about it, I get a fat ass stomach
ache. I get an ick.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what I get a biggest ick from?
What?
The thought of waking up the next morning with all of the Thanksgiving food and then they'd be reheating that shit up and eating
that. That's the best. Dude, that's the best. Watching football? Oh,
who the fuck watches football on November? In November? Not me.
Not me. Well, we don't ever watch football to begin with, but.
What do you guys watch?
Boxing. Movies?
Oh.
Well, boxing.
The only sport we watch is boxing. Yeah.
Oh. But movies, hello. When? Who the fuck has time to watch movies the next morning when you're Black Friday shopping? You're fighting for your life at the mall.
See, that's another. That's an ick, Nat, when you go Black Friday shopping.
How is that an ick?
That was our favorite day.
Nat, no. Nat's like, doesn't let you enjoy Thanksgiving. She doesn't like it, so she wants to go shopping, right? That's all you like Thanksgiving for the next
day. No, I don't like Thanksgiving. I like Black Friday. What are you talking about? That's two different days.
Like, I'd rather be at home chilling and eating the food rather than running through the whole stores and stuff.
Are you kidding me? The best part is waking up at the crack of dawn, waking up, like, running to the mall, making line, like, fighting for stuff. Dude, that's the best part.
But Black Friday isn't like that anymore.
I know it isn't.
I remember I was able to go one Black Friday when I was little.
And then it shut down.
And it was like that. And it was so fun, bro, because you're just fighting for your life, but now it's not like that.
Yeah. And what kills me is, like, it's not even crazy, crazy deals like that.
That's my hot take. It's that Thanksgiving is my least favorite holiday because of the food. And also, okay, get this. I feel like Thanksgiving gets in the way of my Holly Jolly. That's the reason.
Yeah, it's like that roadblock of, like, when's Christmas gonna get
here? Yeah.
I hate Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thank you! Yes! Yes, Cool Kid Club. Yes.
Y'all, it's because y'all don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
You we guys, never have, yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason.
You guys do get together with all your family, huh?
Yeah, that's why I love Thanksgiving so much.
We did that like twice.
What?
We did that like twice.
Yeah, we did that when we were little kids, but like, we never hang out like in our family. Our family is us. Like, that's it. So I guess for us, it's just kind of like...
Yeah, you guys have a different Thanksgiving than I have.
Thanksgiving. You know what Thanksgiving is?
What?
It's the biggest chore day of the year, okay? Do you know how much work it is? Now, I think this Thanksgiving is going to be one of the most different ones. Well, no, we don't even go to my parents' house for Thanksgiving anymore. Anyway, before, it was like turkey stuffing. My mom's pissed, and it's hot in the house, and I'm making this, and you guys have to clean, and da-da-da-da. It's just like so, it's so much food and so many different plates of food with one kitchen. It's just too much work.
And it's just never good.
And it's never good. Thank you. That's what it is. It's like you just put your entire badussy into this meal, and it's not even good.
If it's not good, then that's on you guys' end, because it's good on every time I take
it. What's your other hot take?
I
eat it.
I hate Thanksgiving because, dude, it's literally a chore. Like, for Christmas, you can cook all this yummy food. And then you gotta open gifts after and play games.
Correct. Yeah,
and then Thanksgiving, all we do is eat and then go to our rooms.
Yeah, and we don't even say thanks.
That's the worst Thanksgiving ever. You guys have not had a Thanksgiving then.
That's all we do.
Go to you eat. Go to your room.
Yeah.
You don't hang out with your family.
No, like, because our family memories. Doesn't come.
Yeah, we just wait for Black Friday.
Makes
to
more
get
sense
here.
Why they hate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's just us. You know what's gonna be really cool when we get older and we have our own families, and so when we do holidays, it's like real, real holidays because it's like our family, your family, Edith's family, Tito's family, and then my parents. And it's like hella people. Like that's gonna be fun. Well, then I guess you run into the issues where people are still gonna separate. Like me and Jake go to Thanksgiving to his parents' house.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, you're not.
Uh-huh. And then when your boyfriend has his family, you're going to have to, you're going to have to split up the holidays. So like,
that's not fun.
You know what we should do? I have an idea. We should split Thanksgiving, all of us, so that we can all spend Christmas. Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah, because I feel like Thanksgiving is not that important.
Yeah, like screw the Thanksgiving. So what we can do is we can split, because for them, Thanksgiving is important, like to their family. Mm-hmm. So we can split Thanksgiving. I'll go to Thanksgiving with like the same way we've been doing it. You go with your boyfriend's family. Edith with her family. And then my parents, I don't know what they're going to do. They're just going to chill at home. And then we just.
Bro, y'all left your parents out
the bounce around with one of us, each family. Like one time they'll go with me, one time with
my
Tito.
Parents are not the kind though.
Yeah, they'll probably just stay home to sleep.
They'll just stay home,
or maybe just my mom.
Yeah. That's sad. Your parents stay alone. I never thought about that.
No, mine have they have their family.
Yeah, because your family gets together on Thanksgiving. Now imagine if everybody split up and your parents don't have family.
That's very lonely. I think that's why my grandma like missed us and loved when we would go over.
Yeah, because you guys stopped. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's so sad. I never thought about that. But you know, my parents don't get lonely like that. Yeah. My parents are like, my parents' favorite thing to do is like be together and chill and do whatever. Yeah. Go hike and nap and whatever. So I think it'll be fine. But I never thought about that. That is kind of sad now that I think about it. So yeah, moving forward, that's what we're going to do, Nelly.
Yeah.
When we get
that
older.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. That does sound fun.
I'm just excited for Christmas.
I am excited for Christmas. But you guys are saying everything was a chore. Christmas is too.
No, it's not.
Christmas is
not a chore. Christmas is like, I will gladly put myself to slave at this mission. I love it so much.
I love giving gifts. That's the problem. Yeah. And then I'll just be like, bing, bing.
The amount of back pain.
And I get home, I'm like,
Nah, the amount of back pain it causes just to wrap gifts, Nat. Are you kidding me?
It's my favorite thing. And then you get to pick the wrapping paper. Oh, do you guys want to know why? Do you guys want to know why Jacob hates wrapping gifts? Let me tell you, for the past 2 years in a row, Jacob doesn't wrap his gifts till the day of. But you want to know what happens the day of? There's no more wrapping paper. So you go to Target, there's no wrapping paper. You go to Walmart, there's no wrapping paper. You go to Dollar Tree, there's no wrapping paper. So you want to know what's left? What's left is that you have to go and you have to buy birthday paper. And so then you wrap all of your Christmas gifts in happy birthday paper, and then you give it to people, and you're the most unaesthetic gifts and the most stressed out person because you're running to stores trying to get paper. And so that is the reason why he hates wrapping gifts.
But what I will admit is I do give good gifts.
You give good gifts, babe, but you do wait to December 24th to wrap your gifts.
Yeah, I'm not like you. Nat's so prepared. She gets like the heavy duty construction wrapping paper. Yes. The one that will never rip.
Dude, because Jacob gets the stupid ass paper where, you know, when you start wrapping gifts and you pull a little too hard and then it rips and then you have to put an extra, you have to put a patch on top of that. That's Jacob's gifts. Jacob's the kind of gifts that when you're unloading them from the car, you have to like literally babysit the gift and be really careful because if you pull it too hard, it rips when you're about to get off.
Or if you stack the gifts, they rip on each other.
Yes, Jacob's the type that you can't stack his gifts. Like, it's just kind of a little bit pathetic, maybe, because it's been two holidays in a row.
I'm sorry.
This year, make it a change.
I'll get some good wrapping paper.
You guys have to harass Jake this year. Please.
It's just funny because whenever you guys pull up, Nat has the aesthetic. Last year, I think you had snowflake.
Yeah, I always have aesthetic.
It was blue aesthetic wrapping paper, and then you just see Jake's are like bright pink and shit.
With balloons and shit. Happy birthday.
It was bright pink and then bright blue.
Dude, it's just like, come on, honey. You're throwing off our aesthetic. You know what? I always buy my wrapping paper like as soon as a Target releases their Christmas stuff. Because if you get, it's called, I think it's called sugar paper. What are you yapping about? Wait,
ignore her. What is it called? I don't know.
I think it's the sugar, it's sugar paper, sugar something. And they have the best wrapping paper. It's nice and thick. Okay, you can wrap it super easily.
Is it a big roll?
It'll be enough for like four or five gifts, depending on the size. I always get three, and then but there's like different matching colors, and but it's the best. Dude, you spend $15, but you get the best wrapping paper.
15 per roll.
No, 15 for all three. It's like, I think it's like $4.99 a roll, but it's the best paper, and you don't struggle, and yeah, it's just my favorite thing ever. Anyway, this year we're gonna be prepared, honey. Okay.
Yeah, we are.
You're gonna get paper in advance, please.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna buy your gifts in advance. I love buying my gifts in Black Friday. It's my favorite thing in the world, but then you hate Black Friday. So that's a whole thing.
The thing I do hate about shopping like early for gifts is like I have to wait until Christmas to give it to them. Because as soon as I buy a gift, I want to give it to the person right away.
Real.
That's like, the one thing.
Can I give it to you already?
Hey, you cooked on my birthday with those gifts.
Me?
Yeah.
What did I get you?
You got me the humidifier. You got me the clogs.
Hey, the humidifier is the best gift in the world.
You know what's funny? I got it to you like 2 days before.
You always do, though. You always do that.
No, I do always last minute shop, but do I always hit with the gifts?
You want to know something? Nelly didn't get me shit last year.
No. It wasn't last year. It was the
this
first
year. This year,
yes,
then.
Yes, I did.
What?
What did my parents give you? We all pitched in for it.
Okay, then expensive. The year before.
Yeah, no, it was the year before
it
that.
It was the first year I met Jacob.
Yeah. Nah, it wasn't.
It was the second year. We've been together for four.
Yeah, it was last year.
No, I was still a prick. I was like an eighth
grade. I was still a prick?
Yeah.
Cap! It was the year after because you were already in high school soccer because Jake got you like $400 cleats.
It wasn't $400 cleats. It was in eighth grade because I needed cleats for eighth grade.
Was it really?
No, the first year we were together, I got her like $400 or $300 cleats.
They weren't $300.
It was when you were trying
to impress. $298.
What?
Yeah, those are $298.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then I got
Tito
some. He
didn't get a happy birthday.
I got Tito some goalie gloves.
But now Nelly eats with the gifts. That's
now
okay.
But first year I met Jacob, I had ordered him a shirt like the day before his birthday. It was a Nike shirt, and it didn't get here till like a month after his birthday. So I did get you something. It was just like,
wait, did you end up giving it to me?
I don't think you gave it to him.
I don't think so. What's the shirt?
I think I have it in my Nike orders. I'll show you later.
Okay. No, but what I like about me is I'm not a super hard person to get gifts for. Every time everyone asks like what I want as gifts, I say socks and underwear every single time.
Yeah, you
want
to know why he asked for underwear? Should I expose Jacob?
Go ahead.
I can't believe he showed you his underwear this morning. Nelly, now imagine seeing him with them on.
Like, Jacob showed me some tiny whiteies, bro. So we were literally talking about this one show where the guy wears like these like underwears. I swear that's how, for like a swimsuit, mm-hmm. That's literally Jacob's underwear, bro. I was like,
yeah, so the past like month and a half or 2 months, I don't know how long it's been, we've been traveling nonstop and I can't find my underwear. Like, I lose them every single time I wash clothes. So I picked like the bottom of the barrel and I grabbed some underwear. They were like probably like 4 inches long or 4 inches. What is it? The height of it was 4 inches, bro. So they would go like barely past my balls.
Those were a tanga for sure. You guys, you want to know what's the funniest thing? The other day we were in bed, okay? And this is the most crazy thing that's ever happened. So Jacob usually sleeps in just his boxers, right? So I'm like, oh, this is TMI.
You're good.
Okay,
it's
funny. So we were under the sheets, and I turn, and I don't know why. Something didn't feel right. And I look, and Jacob has a freaking rip from the, you know how boxers have a band? Okay, so right under the band, all the way to the band at the bottom. And it was like a huge hole. And I was like, there is no way this is real life right now. Jacob was like, oh yeah, these are the underwear I was telling you about that I can't wear them with my jeans because they don't work. And I was like, no. So
Nelly, throw them away.
Nelly, as a 21-year-old man,
As a 21-year-old man.
Let me elaborate how they are. So you know how there's men's underwear that have like the easy access to go pee real fast? Well, imagine like the easy access to go pee, but like it's ripped on one whole side. So it's even easier access to go pee.
So it's not even access, babe. It's like,
I'm like laying down.
It's no underwear.
I'm laying down in the bed and then it's just like hanging out and Nat looks over. And she's like, what the hell are you wearing? And I looked down and I was like, I didn't know the hole was that big. And it was a big ass hole.
Nelly, it was like, no wonder. I was like, why do you put these on?
Please
like,
tell me you throw them away.
Oh, I ripped them on the spot.
Oh, yeah,
I
she said, ripped them even more.
I was like, yay! Because they needed to be thrown in the trash. And if I tell them throw them away, he won't. So I just needed to rip them enough to where he was never able to put them on again.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wear them with jeans because it rubs against the jeans.
Stop, please. Stop. I said, stop.
What did he say?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I was wearing.
Dude, has Jake gotten the Skims underwear? The guy?
Yeah, I love them. Do you like them? They're very compressed. I was going to say, Skims
send him some underwear and this man needs
them. Oh, he did. They did send him underwear.
They sent me four pairs.
And you still wear the boof ass, ripped ass.
Thank you.
Brother, I need more than four pairs of underwear.
I know that those were like your Hanes from eighth grade. There's no way. There's no way, bro.
I don't even know what the brand of those were.
The Fruit Loom.
They probably were.
Have you heard about the Fruit Loom conspiracy?
Oh, the cornucopia? Jake has no clue what he's talking about.
Yeah, I do. Okay, what is it? It has a cornucopia and then sometimes it doesn't.
It never had a cornucopia. That's the conspiracy.
Y'all don't even like cornucopias to begin with, so I don't know why you're talking about them.
Okay, mm-hmm. Whatever. He thought he cooked with that one. You know what, Jake?
What?
Did you know that people actually have proof that there was a cornucopia, but the brand tried to gaslight people and were like, nah, you guys are fucking crazy and never had one. But somebody was able to find. What did they find? Was it like a bag or receipt? Something.
It was someone's old underwear.
Or old underwear. I don't know. Something. They found proof where there was a cornucopia. So the brand was literally trying to say, like, you guys are crazy. Like, that never happened. There was never a cornucopia. Jake, I remember there being a cornucopia on there.
Dimes, fucking dimes.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You don't remember? Mm-mm.
I would wear Fruit of the Loom like crazy, but I still don't know.
My socks were Fruit of the Loom. My Tonys were Fruit of the Loom.
Everything was Fruit of the Loom because it was like the cheapest, best thing. You know what's the best part about this whole thing? It's like, you know when you just feel like you're being gaslit, right? But you have no proof of you being gaslit.
Oh, so hanging out with you?
That was a good one.
Nobody cooked with that one. Absolutely nobody cooked with that one. And they found the proof that there was a cornucopia.
Yeah. They probably were trying to pay so much for it to like. Wait, why did they try to change the logo in the first place?
What do they say, Nelly? What is it called? The Mandela effect?
Yeah, the Mandela effect.
Yeah, it's like a whole theory. You guys should go down the rabbit hole. It's freaking crazy. And honestly, every single time I see shit like that, I'm like, damn, this is why you can't trust the government. Because there has to be something going on. There has to be something going on. You need to stop, Tito. Yeah, I know. That's what we're talking about. That's what they found.
Oh, what's it called? You know what? Everyone's going to be commenting on this whole podcast. Your uneven ass beanie.
So how about you fix it?
No, it looks cute. Leave her alone.
It's because your North Face is here and it's supposed to be.
And you see me and you just said something. That's a hate crime. Like, that is a hate crime. Hello. I did see that you were staring a little too hard, but I just thought you were in love with my hair or my makeup or something.
You guys might be curious why we are in Vermont to begin with. Well, let me tell you why.
Because we wanted to be here.
No. Because you guys have the best sister. And she decided to fly you guys over here.
And I wanted to cook up a good-ass vacation.
Mm-hmm. And she cooked it up. Dude, this whole vacation has been so seamless for me, at least. Oh, man. Let me get into details. I've been sick this entire trip. Like, when I tell you I've had chills, it's diarrhea, I mean it. Like, bro, I'm in the restroom every 30 minutes, and I'm in there for like 10 minutes each time, and it just hurts. Like, there's nothing else to wipe. It's a Grand Canyon down there.
Okay. What did he say it was? Like, the spookiest part?
Oh, because we were on a tour, right? And they were like, this is the spookiest part of Salem. And then Jake was in the restroom.
Missed that, yeah.
And then I told Nat, I was like, that's not the spookiest part. The spookiest part is Jake's spooky dookie. And then, the spookiest part was Tito's spooky feet, bruh.
That was bad.
Spooky cheese.
Yeah, so when we were on our way back from that tour, Tito, let's not expose him because he's not here to defend himself. Anyway, moving on. Okay, Nalai, we're going to get a little bit into you, Nalai. You're going to be on the hot seat.
Yeah, how have you been, Nalai?
How have you been, Nalai?
What's life been treating you like?
Been okay. Haven't been canceled by my parents yet.
Since, Actually, last time I hung out with you, so like about a month ago.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we're on good terms right now.
I hope so.
I think so. Yeah. When was the last time you got grounded? It wasn't that long ago. It was when you got your phone taken away. Yeah. Which, that wasn't that long ago.
It was
ago.
Like a month ago.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not like...
No,
I'm
that one I deserved it because I was
I'm never to my parents, but on that one I was.
You were talking back?
Yeah, she was. She
kind of a menace.
Yeah, she was talking back. But other than that, how's life?
Life is good. Low-key, I was stressing last night. I was like, I could really do my homework right now and be a good-ass student. And then I was like, nah.
And you went to sleep? Oh, yeah, you were watching the movie with us last night.
Dude, yeah, I was fighting demons right there. I was like...
Yeah, trying to stay awake. You haven't edited, huh? I haven't even done my stuff either. I know I have to this entire trip. We've just been so back to back to back to back to back that I have not been able. They actually ended up, they're sick, but they ended up missing. They ended up missing 3 days. 3 days of school to come on this trip. But I think, what did my parents say? So my parents were the type of people to, like, you cannot miss school, not even if you're, like, dying. Like, on your deathbed, you can't miss school. But I think their ideology changed now because they're, like, we're getting older. Like, everyone's getting older and we have the opportunities to travel. And I think it's more important to do the experiences. But I remember when we were younger, there was people who were, like, at that point in their life. And I was like, damn, like, those parents are so cool. Like, they let their kids go out of school to go travel. Like, that's so cool. And it's crazy that that's your guys' like, literal life now.
It's great. I remember in elementary school, I had a fucking fever of 103, bro. And I was at school. I was like,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my parents would send us, even if we were, like, on our deathbed.
I didn't miss a day of school until high school.
For me, whenever I had, like, a fever and I called home, my mom would come pick me up. Or my dad would come. No, not my dad. My mom.
Because your mom is so nice, bruh. Mm-hmm.
Or she would have someone come pick me up. My grandma, someone. Mm-hmm.
You're the type of kid to go to the nurse to get taken home, huh?
I know for a fact. I hated the nurse. Because then she would, like, be like, no, you're fine. Go back to class. So I would call my mom to tell her to come pick me up.
Nah, but if there were certain things that you would say, like, for example, if there was a certain symptom, like, if you said, oh, if you had any kind of fever, they'd send you home. But if you would say any kind of, like, I'm nauseous, I need to throw up, they would still send you home. Like, there was ways to go around. Like, there's certain things that they couldn't deny and that they would send you home. And I know that there was kids in my class who would always use those damn excuses and they would actually get sent home. But if we did that, my mom would actually beat our butts.
Yeah.
If we decided to, like, get sent home.
But if you just say your stomach hurts, they just tell you to lay down in the bed.
Or they'll give you a cookie. They used to give cookies before.
They would give you a cookie?
Yeah.
For your stomach hurting?
If your stomach hurt, yeah.
Nat would probably hella use that one.
I did use that one a couple times.
Nat loves cookies.
They would give Nat, every time we've gone to a cafe, this whole time we were here, Nat has gotten a chocolate chip cookie every single goddamn time.
It's so funny because Nat doesn't eat a lot, but she's like, we're all full, right? We're done eating dinner. We're at the restaurant, done eating dinner. And then I'm like waiting for the check. I honestly about to pay. And then she's like, wait, can I have the desserts menu? And I'm like, dude, I ain't no way she's still hungry.
No. We were at a pasta restaurant. Dude, we had this big, like, imagine the biggest bowl. Like, if you ever been to Cheesecake Factory, a bowl like that big. Nat had fucked up all the spaghetti, all of Jake's duck. And then Nat, the lady comes with dessert. And we're like, no, thank you. Then I was like, actually, can I see the desserts or know what the desserts are? I'm like,
I know. And that's how that she's everywhere. It's so
that
funny.
Is so mean. How are you guys laughing
it's,
right
I'm,
now?
I'm like, I'm saying it's cute. It's a funny laugh.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm. That is kind of pathetic. Anyway, Nelai, you are in the process of hopefully, what's your next big move?
Getting a car.
Woo!
Yay!
Do you have like a certain car in mind yet? Or honestly, like a certain brand?
Honestly, as long as it gets me from point A to point B at this point.
I like this mindset that you were in now. Because remember before you were like, you were trying to be bougie and
I wanted a Jeep, but I realized that I'm too broke for a Jeep. And
nah, I told you, bro, don't do a Jeep because they're not comfortable.
What you wanted, though? What did you want? Tell them.
Wait, what did I want? Oh, I wanted a Porsche, but that's not. I knew I wasn't gonna get that. Come on, guys, be for real. But then, Nat had found a good deal for like an electric Blazer because
I hope you know that deal is gone. Like yeah. That was like a few months ago.
So I don't know where my path is heading me right now, sadly.
But you want a car?
Duh. Tired of borrowing my mom's car.
What kind of car would you get? Or what would the brand be?
So I think probably Chevrolet. But I've already decided with Nat that I don't want a low car. Because we saw this car the other day where it had to go like doop doop. So it wouldn't hit the bottom. And I was like, oh my God, I'll shoot myself.
You want a SUV?
I'll never remember.
You want an SUV?
Or just something that doesn't hit, bro.
I think any standard car doesn't hit. But if you get like a car that's super low, then it'll hit. But no car is going to be that low.
Oh. Yeah, I was telling her because there's like a few SUVs that are on the cheaper end, but they're still SUVs. Like Honda has a really good one, the HR-V. Chevy obviously has a Trax.
The Mazda one looks nice.
Does Mazda have one?
The new Mazda one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're called mini SUVs, but they're still, you know, they're not like a sedan. They're an SUV. They're not as big as a normal SUV, but they are not going to be on the floor. And I think what I was telling Nelly was like, I think for your quality of life, you're going to probably be moving out soon anyway. So you're going to need a little bit of a bigger car. And if you want a dog, well, you're still going to need a bigger car. So there's just no point in getting a car that you're going to change in a year unless you do a 1-year lease, which is so, you should never do that. So you're probably going to want to get something that you're going to be able to keep for a little longer.
Yeah. Honestly, I was looking at the tracks and I low key might just get a tracks.
Don't get a
two dude, tracks.
So that's why I didn't want to because my mom already has one. But I really like the tracks. It's like a perfect car. And it's pretty cheap. But I don't know. I also did like that. What was that electric car we saw that I showed you when I went over?
Which one, the Equinox?
I think it was the Equinox. I really liked it, but they're kind of pricey too.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to kill myself.
No, the Equinox, I think. I didn't like their gas one, but their electric one's nice. You know what? The interior of all of the electric cars are pretty nice. And honestly, you're at the point where if you want to get a good deal, you're down to electric. Like, they're pushing electric so hard.
If you guys have any recommendations for Nilay to get a really good car with a budget of...
$10,000.
Oh, be for real. No. Get a go-kart.
No, like a monthly payment budget.
Yeah, monthly payment. I probably want the most I want to pay is like...
No, a full total payment. Okay. Under 30.
Under 30. 31.
That's a good variety.
Huh. 31.
For mini SUV, that's a really good variety. You have a lot of options. Oh my God,
I just remembered watching Ned's water. Another hot take. If you are sick, please know which one is your water bottle. Because last night, I had to play Russian roulette with a bunch of water bottles. And guess who got sick?
and by default, I'm going to drink the water that has the most water in it. Because I'm like, oh, they probably didn't even drink it a lot. Nat takes a the littlest sips in the world. And then
everybody gets sick. I'm sorry.
I woke up today coughing and my throat hurt. And I was like, oh, I'm going to kill Natalie Cross. I was like, I am planning her murder.
Oh, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. You know what, Nalai? I was trying to think of like, what are like some of our funniest childhood stories. But I can't remember of anything. I feel like I can't remember anything of growing up with you.
That's so sad. You're getting old, Nat. Mm-hmm. And you have a really good memory.
I know I'm being taken out by dementia. I know that's what's taking me out. There's no way. Because I'm so young. I'm so young. And I already have a really hard time remembering.
I can't remember.
Well, you guys are making new memories with your gaming channel.
That's our favorite thing.
Yeah. Dude, but the freaking Wi-Fi at our house, makes me want to end it all.
Oh my gosh, can we go on a fucking rant about that? Because it was actually driving us insane. You guys, we were trying to film, so me and Ellie started a gaming channel. Yeah. If you are not subscribed yet, we will leave Guava's you the Quest. Link. Guava's Quest, we'll leave you the link.
No, Sister Quest.
Oh, Sister Quest! My fault! It's because we forgot. We're going to leave the link down below for you guys. But we were trying to film on that gaming channel, you guys. When we fucking tell you, we were trying to film on that gaming channel for weeks. It took us an entire week. We would start at like what? I think like 6?
Like 6 or 5 because I get home from school at 3. So I would do homework till Nat was not busy. And then Nat would try it out and then her camera wouldn't work.
For hours.
Literally trial and error for the longest time. But I think you guys finally got it down, right?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. We ended up quitting at like 9 p.m. So we would start at like 5 and then by 9 p.m. we were done of failing. Like our failing meter had reached its limit.
Like, and then we had like a day where we had to take a whole like 3 days off because the last time that we got on, Nat couldn't fix her camera. Baby Shark was throwing up.
Yeah.
Jacob was like trying to help Baby Shark and then we were just about to like launch her computers out the wall. and then Nat got the camera to work, right? And then it was the final day we were going to shoot. We were on the phone with the editor and everything, right? And then Nelly's Wi-Fi wasn't working.
Dude, that was like the actual fucking nail that sealed the coffin. I was like, that's it. Because we had already been trying, you guys, for at least over a week, okay? And then we get to the point. So we actually ended up filming a video, which is all of those clips that you guys have seen on TikTok. We end up filming a video and it comes out. In our opinion, it was a pretty good video. We didn't get one win, but it's fine because the dialogue was good.
We were on for so long.
We were on from like, I think like 8 to 12, okay, trying to get a win. We couldn't. We're getting destroyed left and right. But you know what? I think our channel, we don't want it to be like, we're not like the best gamers in the world, but we just, stop touching my toes! But we just want it to be like us interacting. Right?
Yeah. I just wanted to play Minecraft, guys. Minecraft!
And we couldn't figure it out. And anyway, that day we were able to film. We were on all that time. And then we send our footage to the editor. She's like, you guys are dumb as fuck. You filmed it wrong.
Nah, she didn't. Trash. She told you guys how to film it next time. And then
she's she's super great, guys. I just summarized it. Yeah. So then she went on Discord with us and she was like trying to teach us how to do it for the next time. And in conclusion, we finally got to a position where we're good to film. And then Nelly's Wi-Fi broke.
So it's either Nat's the issue or I'm the issue at this
point. That was our final straw. We're like, all right, we're done. So then we just hopped on a plane and came to Stowe, Vermont.
Yep.
Because it's actually been, I think, one of my biggest headaches. When I started my YouTube channel, I would like to say that it did not struggle this much. That gaming channel is nothing but tech.
Yeah, it is. You have to be very smart. We also have to thank everyone that's helped us so far. Like,
everyone. Yeah. Just literally everyone. There's been so many people.
I wanted to shoot myself.
It was so hard, you guys. We went to, like, the store. We were trying to ask the guy, and he used to stream. And it was just so much work. When I freaking tell you, it was so much. But I think we're finally at a point where we're going to be able to.
That's holding my toes.
Yeah, you started it. Y'all have been a little too sister-like, all right?
What did he say?
Today in the morning, Jig was so mad because Nat was sleeping in my room because she was like, Jig's too cold. And then she came to my room and then Jig was like, hello, is anyone in here? And we're just like.
Dude, and they were sleeping together, bro. I'm like, oh my, I can't get my girlfriend back.
On a twin bed. Dude, oh!
It was so small. I was like, okay.
I'll add the picture right here too.
It was,
Oh, yeah, that's going to wrap up today's podcast because we have a lot of stuff to do and a 3-hour drive later to go back to where we have to go. Mm-hmm. Any last words? Farewell? Yeah,
let them know what your next plans are before we head out.
My next plans are to do my gaming channel with Nat and actually work that damn Wi-Fi. And I also really want to get my car, hopefully before Christmas, so that I can go Christmas shopping by myself.
That's the best reason to have a car.
It's definitely gonna be with Nat. Watch.
You know what? That'd be so much fun, but then I can't shop for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you gonna put your Hoba Dussie into this year's gifts? Dude, like, I want to make them custom.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about all that, Ricky. That's a lot of thought. I'm actually not a thoughtful person at all, bro.
Like you're a piece of shit.
Okay, you too, Ricky. You want to talk about being a piece of shit? What about that hat on your head?
So what about thoughtful. That sweater you got on?
Mine. I paid.
Thank found you so it. Much for watching today's podcast, and we will see you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.